The Origins of Computer-Generated Music. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Computer historians have released what's believed to be the first recording of music generated by computer. It's being made public as part of the 60th anniversary of Baby, a forerunner of modern computers. A computer called the Ferranti Mark I, a descendant of Baby, generated a few tunes back in 1951, including this version of God Save the Queen. The recording is historically significant, but the Ferranti Mark I is not the first electronic computer to play music. Computer music historian Paul Dornbush at the New Zealand School of Music says that honor goes to an Australian machine.
The first computer to play music was Cyrac. That was in Sydney in about 1950.
What did it play? Do you know?
It played Colonel Bogey, in fact. That old wartime song. Da, 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 da.
There's no recording of the computer playing that song, right?
No, there was no recording, but I ran a project at Melbourne University, and we reconstructed it, including building hardware and software, to within fractions of a percent of the way it would have been at the day.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to that reproduction here for just a second. Nearly 60 years after computers were able to play music for the first time, now, of course, computers can do amazing things with music. Where do you think ultimately we're headed, that computers will sort of be able to match or exceed humans in composition and performance?
I don't think computers will ever replace composers, because there are various things about composition and creative output which go beyond the rules. Composition is an expansive activity, and computers are basically designed to follow rules. Now, I imagine that there may be a day in 100 years when computers are extremely sophisticated, that perhaps they can compose music as well as people, perhaps. But I think it's a long, long way off.
What about computers not as a compositional tool, but as a performance instrument? Will we see the day when, you know, analog instruments are not used anymore?
Well, I think most of the things on radio are probably like that now. Mostly we hear synthesized strings and orchestras on radio and television. I hope it never happens, because the real thing is actually much more interesting to listen to. So I don't think they'll ever be replaced completely.
So the banjo I just picked up that was sitting next to me... The banjo will always, there'll always be banjos.
That's right. The banjo will always be banjo. And the computer will be able to make a good simulation of it, but it will always be a simulation.
Paul Dornbush is a computer music composer and historian at the New Zealand School of Music. The previous oldest known recordings of computer-generated music were made on an IBM mainframe at Bell Labs in the U.S. in 1957. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.